Just read from the book of Exodus and chapter 16. Exodus chapter 16 and verse 13. And it came to pass in the evening that quails came up, covered the camp. Then in the morning the dew lay round the camp. And when the dew that lay round the camp, round it was gone up, behold, on the face of the wilderness there was something fine, granular, fine as hoar frost on the ground. The children of Israel saw it and said to one another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, "This is the bread which Jehovah has given you to eat. That is the thing which Jehovah has commanded. Gather of it every man according to what he can eat, an omer, a pole, according to the number of your persons. You shall take every man for those that are in his tent." Children of Israel did so and gathered some much, some little. They measured with the omer, and he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little wanted nothing. And they gathered every man according to the measure of his eating. Moses said to them, "Let no man leave any of it until the morning." But they did not hearken to Moses. Some men left of it until the morning. Then worms bred in it, and it stank. Moses was wroth with them. They gathered it every morning, every man as much as he could eat. When the sun became hot, it melted. It came to pass on the sixth day that they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one. And all the princes of the assembly came and told Moses. And he said to them, "This is what Jehovah has said. Tomorrow is the rest, the holy Sabbath of Jehovah. Bake what you will bake, and cook what you will cook, and lay up for yourselves all that remains over to be kept for the morning." Well, they laid it up for the morning as Moses had commanded, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm in it. Moses said, "Eat it today, for today is Sabbath to Jehovah. Today you shall not find it in the field. 6 days shall you gather it, and on the seventh day is Sabbath. On it there shall be none." It came to pass on the seventh day that there went out some from the people to gather it, and they found none. Jehovah said to Moses, "How long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for Jehovah hath given you the Sabbath. Therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread for 2 days. Bide every man in his place, let no man go from his place on the seventh day." And the people rested on the seventh day, and the house of Israel called its name manna. And it was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like cake with honey. And then a few verses in 1 Kings 17. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 7. "And it came to pass after a while that the torrent dried up, for there had been no rain in the land. And the word of Jehovah came to him, saying, 'Arise, go to Zarephath, which is by Zidon, and abide there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to maintain thee.' He arose and went to Zarephath. When he came to the entrance of the city, behold, a widow woman was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, 'Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink.' She went to fetch it. He called to her and said, 'Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in my hand.' She said, 'As Jehovah thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die.' And Elijah said to her, 'Fear not. Go, do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it to me, and afterwards make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, the meal in the barrel shall not waste, neither shall the oil in the cruse fail, until the day that Jehovah sendeth rain upon the face of the earth.' And she went and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and he and her house ate a whole year. The meal in the barrel did not waste, neither did the oil in the cruse fail, according to the word of Jehovah which he had spoken through Elijah." John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe on God, believe also on me. In my Father's house there are many abodes, were it not so, I had told you, for I go to prepare you a place. If I go and shall prepare you a place, I am coming again and shall receive you to myself, that where I am, ye also may be. Just finally a brief verse in Revelation. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies, to him that overcomes. To him will I give of the hidden manna. I will give to him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows but he that receives it. Just had an impression, beloved brethren, about the provision of the Lord. Started with the manna, many references of course that we can refer to, but I just particularly thought about the manna. We know the story of the manna and how it was provided by God on a daily basis. I've often thought, and occasions like this, maybe you come with a thought and perhaps not felt led to give it or whatever, and then you think, well, we'll keep it till next time, but by the time the next time comes, you've forgotten what it was. It's gone off. It's not current. What I thought was particular about the manna is that it was provided on a daily basis. It's provided by God. It's provided by God for the children for a specific purpose and for a specific journey. At the end of the chapter that we read, children of Israel ate the manna 40 years until they came into the inhabited land. They ate the manna until they came to the borders of the land of Canaan. After that, there was no need of the manna because they were to go into the land of milk and honey. But I just thought of the freshness that was needed on the present day. I mean, I thought about this particularly. This time of year, we like to stack our cupboards full, don't we, for the holiday seasons and that sort of thing. I'm frightened of running out of food. Really not very necessary in this country. We know country of plenty. But I just thought that here we have an illustration of faithful dependence upon the Lord. And we know that when the children of Israel's eyes got off this and they started looking elsewhere, they became to loathe this manna because they didn't recognise it as God's provision. They didn't recognise how the Lord was providing for them on a daily basis. I think that would just felt that it should encourage us in the present day to seek the Lord's feeding, food from the Lord on a daily basis. And I just referred to the bit at the end where it speaks about the sixth day there being the double portion to provide for the seventh day, because there was to be no work on the Sabbath day. But the Lord knows what he's doing. He knows how he is providing. Something else that comes out about this was that he that gathered much had nothing over. He that gathered little wanted for nothing. Well, the Lord will provide for us, and he'll provide for us on a daily basis according to our capacity. Of course, it's a good thing if our capacity for the Lord's things can be increased. But I believe that as we feed on the Lord's things, he will increase our capacity. He'll give us a greater appreciation of what he does provide. And I'm sure that he will provide for us. He that gathered much had nothing over. He that gathered little wanted for nothing. Let us know what it is to feed on a daily basis on what the Lord will provide. I read 1 Kings 17. I love this passage in 1 Kings 17 because I just feel, again, we refer to it, we know the passage well, but always strikes me, we read this recently at home, and it always strikes me how there was apparently nothing but death before this woman. She was gathering sticks together to make a little loaf, use up everything that she had to eat it and to die. Well, the Lord had different things in mind. The Lord had the maintenance of life. But what she has to do is she has to provide for the man of God first. I think that's lovely, that, you know, and she obeys the word. And it doesn't say that her portion or her cupboard increased. What it says is that it didn't fail. It didn't run out. I mean, that is something that I feel the challenge of it for myself. Again, as we say, we like to stack our cupboards full. I mean, I like to obviously fill up my car with fuel to make sure I've got enough fuel for the week ahead or whatever, and that sort of thing. But there are those that have known this in a practical way, and we don't know much of it in the present day, but let us understand these things in a spiritual way. Let us understand how if we put the Lord's things first, He will provide for us. He will provide for us. He provided for the children of Israel, said, for the whole 40 years until they came to the land. Well, here, the meal in the barrel didn't fail, and the cruise didn't fail. Not until right up until the rain came on the ground and on the land, and that there was provision for God. I think that's a wonderful thing, you know, how God provided for this household. The whole household ate for a whole year until the rains came. But of course, I didn't read it, but then there was the test that came. Well, sometimes the Lord does see fit to test His work, and brought in a real test, not only for the woman of this house, but it also brought in a test for Elijah. But again, Elijah takes the matter to the Lord, and he gets the strength for the Lord, and he gets the Lord's answer as to it. So come to the New Testament. Again, slightly different thing, but the Lord goes to prepare a place for those that love Him. Behold, I go to prepare you a place, and if I go, I am coming to you. Well, that's the present time, dear brethren. We're waiting for the Lord to come to take us to be with Himself, because He desires that we might be where He is. Do we know something of the place where the Lord is? He goes to prepare us a place. How does He prepare it? It's not a case of going and sorting out the chairs and that sort of thing. He prepares the place by being there. He's in the Father's presence. And He would desire that those who love Him might know something of the Father's presence. Well, we have a special opportunity of finding that particularly on the Lord's Day, I believe, and that we might know something of the Father's presence. But do we know it on a daily basis? Do we know something of the Lord having prepared a place for us, and that He would desire to give us a taste and an appreciation of it? Just read in Revelation, I was drawn to it because it speaks of the hidden manna. There's that again which is provided in the current day. This was written to the angel of the assembly of Pergamos. Pergamos says, I know that thou dwellest where the throne of Satan is. Well, how like the current day that is. I mean, Pergamos, as I understand it, was a city that was full of idolatry. Well, we live in a world which is full of idolatry. And sadly, again, as we've heard these things come into the Christian profession as well. But do we know something of the secret manna, the hidden manna? And then there's the white stone with a new name written. The Lord would provide this. The Lord provides this for those that love Him and trust in Him. And He would encourage us, I believe. It's he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. Well, the Spirit would seek to speak to our hearts and seek to encourage us as to what is laid up for us. What is laid up for us for a future day, but something in which we can enjoy at the present time. We can enjoy it because the Lord has prepared the place for us. He's made it suitable, and There's the hidden manna, something which we can feed on, and there's this new name, a name which isn't attached to this world, it's attached to another world. Do we know something of belonging to another world? Or are our thoughts only earthward? Well, dear brethren, I just seek to encourage us in these thoughts, desire to know much more about them myself. I don't seek to come from any high ground in speaking about these things. I would desire to know more of these things myself, but I just had an impression just to bring these things before us for our blessing and our encouragement in the present day. A day in which, as we've heard, the world is in such utter chaos, but do we know something of the place where Christ is? Do we know something of the place that the Lord would desire to take his own and make them feel at home in the power of the Holy Spirit? Well, may we know more of these things, each of us, for his name's sake.
Amen.